You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. That's why I see Shot. No shot. With Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I see.
Shot or no shot is brought to you by the wonderful people at PointsBet. PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse is open. Download the PointsBet app right now and stop by Hawthorne to register your account. Danny, good morning. Thanks for the ride in today, buddy.
You know, Cap, anytime. It was an absolute pleasure. You can't hear a word I'm saying because your headphones aren't on. So I can say it was horrible, Cap. I can't believe you had the gall to ask me to pick you up, you son of a bleep. How dare you? All right, his headphones are on. Cap, it was a real pleasure. I enjoyed every minute of that ride with you. I really did have a fondness for spending quality time with you in the car.
And how'd you really feel?
And now his headphones are off. God, it was horrible, hoodie. I'm telling you, this guy, this sits in the back seat.
Oh,
the
back seat.
Yeah, he didn't want to sit in the front. He wanted to feel like he was getting a ride in. Yeah. So I had to move the car seats. He sat in the back. Our headphones are on. Cap, it was great. I loved every minute of being with you.
That was awesome, man.
Let me just tell you, when he pulled up, I was in the driveway already.
Uh-huh.
Can you set your clock to me?
No, because your clock is off in your car just to make you feel good.
I told you 4:55. I was in the driveway. My clock said 4:55.
Right,
to the
except
minute.
My iPhone, which is actually like the most accurate thing you can have because you don't set the time, said 4:57.
No.
It was 2 minutes
late. We go by my clock. My car, my clock, my rules.
And
right?
It's but funny because I usually get up early like you, but I set my alarm 3:50 to make sure I got up. My wife's like, well, you're getting up a little bit earlier than normal. I'm like, Danny's pretty reliable. He's going to be here. I got to make sure I'm all packed up ready.
That's right. Darman Zetterman was right there for you.
Darman Zetterman. Yeah. Take that.
He gave you a ride in, and you're criticizing him for showing up 2 minutes later.
Oh. I wasn't even late. It said on my car, on the dashboard.
To his credit, it did.
I pointed to it. I said, what time did I say I'd be here? He said, 4:55. I pointed to the dash. I said, what time is it? He said, 4:55. I said, you can set your clock to me.
Zetterman's pretty much, and my wife said, he's very reliable. Not a problem.
So. Tomorrow I pick up hoodie.
Better leave now.
All right, guys, let's get to the shot or no shot portion of shot or no shot. Justin Fields
That's
is
enough, Miller.
It's my favorite part of the shot or no shot segment.
Justin Fields is starting, but Andy Dalton is the starter. Mm. So I ask you, gentlemen, shot or no shot, barring an injury, Andy Dalton never takes another snap in a Bears uniform again.
That's a no shot because the Bears are going to be like 15-1, so there'll be games where we blow people out and Andy will get mop up duty.
That's not what's going to happen. No. I will say that's a no shot. He will play again. Will he start again?
Okay, no shot. Except for injury, he will never start another game in a Bears uniform. That's a shot.
See, but you always hold out for injury, though, right? You never know. I'm not asking for Justin to get injured.
Yeah, I'm just saying the injury, like if God forbid Justin, whatever happens, then Andy can get back out there. If Justin doesn't get hurt, Andy will never start another game in a Bears uniform.
Okay, I'll ride with you on that. I agree. How about that, Danny?
What if he doesn't blow us out of the water? He's being played like Mac Jones, conservative, managing the game. Does he then stay in when Dalton's 100% healed and healthy?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
I hope you guys are right. I really hope you guys are right. I think it's a shot he starts again because they did the whole tweet out QB1. They promised Dalton he'd be the starter, and guess what? The Bears kept their word to him. And I got a feeling Matt Nagy's going to keep his word to him once again if he's healthy.
Okay. I mean, it's a risky roll of the dice with all those veterans in that locker room to say we're going to roll with the kid and go through all the growing pains and the false start penalties and all. Hopefully a lot of that stuff is washed out of Justin and he's not making so many mistakes. But if he's a rookie, it's almost expected for any of these rookies to make mistakes. So we'll see.
Yeah. There's no – if I'm the owner and Justin looks – you know, very competent and like trending in the right direction, I'm walking into coach's office going, wait a minute, you're going back to Andy Dalton? No.
Not happening.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Is it Marshall Fields or is it Andy Dalton?
It's Justin.
We got a third guy in?
No, it's not Marshall. Justin Fields.
Now I'm really confused.
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
Go ahead, Danny.
Gentlemen, we all know that the Bears are hopefully going to purchase Arlington Park in Arlington Heights and build this brand new beautiful stadium that we're all dreaming about, like SoFi Stadium in L.A. But the mayor of this wonderful city is trying her hardest to keep the Bears in Chicago. But according to two architects who worked on the $660 million renovation of Soldier Field, only modest expansion is possible to the stadium. They can add about 5,000 seats, and they say a retractable roof is almost impossible. Now, guys, last year, for the first time in NFL history, home teams had a losing record. Of the 256 games in the 2020 regular season, home teams won 127, and they lost 128. Mm. This year, fans are back in the stands, but home field advantage has not changed. Of the 32 games played thus far, home teams have won 16 and lost 16, but that counts the Saints' win over the Packers in week one on a neutral field. Mm-hmm. So really it would be more accurate to say that home teams are 15-16 with a game played on a neutral field, okay? Road teams have also outscored home teams this year. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, Soldier Field does indeed offer the Bears home field advantage.
That's a shot. Yes. The Bears have a home field advantage. You know why? As a matter of fact, how about this? I don't even do hot takes. How about this? I'm going to sit up in the chair. How about this one?
Talk like Stephen A.
I can't do that. I'd be done.
Can you do Skip Bayless?
Yeah. My turn to talk. It's my turn to talk. Yeah, I can do that. Cap, how about this? Soldier Field is a better home advantage for the Bears than it is for Dallas at Jerry World. How about that?
Well,
take that.
As we discussed in the IDOT bullpen today, and IDOT reminds you that driving responsibly in construction and work zones really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online or through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com.
My Achilles! Oh, God! Jim Miller, do the walk!
I need them today.
Please help me! I can't do
shot
it!
Shot or no shot, Jim Miller could do the walk.
Jim Miller is doing the walk with me today.
Oh, I meant the other Jim Miller.
Not that
you
Jim Miller.
You mean the portly Jim Miller?
Oh, God! Wow!
Really?
Oh,
really?
My God.
Diane Hawthorne is an amazing.
Whether he's healthy from the walk or not tomorrow, it's going to be Hood and Company tomorrow.
I mean,
you're definitely getting a day off for fat shaming.
You're fat shaming
Jim Miller. In 2021, cancel culture is coming after you, Kaplan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You mean the portly Jim Miller?
Well, the guy at Hawthorne is in amazing shape.
So is Jim Miller on SiriusXM. He is.
Wow, Kaplan. Oh, my God.
Well, you don't
God,
have to say it like that's awful. Awful.
Let us just say that the thoughts and opinions of David Emmanuel Kaplan do not reflect that of Jonathan Hood, Jeff Mellor, Danny Zetterman, and J.R. Strauss.
By the way, what former hero in Chicago sports has let himself go in retirement?
I mean, really?
That'd be Miguel Montero. So I'm just saying.
Also, to pull the curtain back, he's told us how fat Miguel Montero is in the last 2 weeks at least 15 times. Right, Hoodie?
Yes, he has.
he's like reveling in it.
Along with my portly partner, Jonathan Hood, this is David Kaplan. I mean, what are you doing there?
I didn't say that about you.
It's coming.
Never.
It's coming.
Never.
It's coming.
Never.
You can't talk about them being portly and never say, you know what, he's a good partner, but I'm concerned. One day, it's over. Face down on the keyboard.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's what you're saying there. Listen, I understand what you say in other places. I understand.
I was never going to tell you this, Hoodie, but when the show was first put together, I was in a meeting with Cap and the boss,
God.
Mike
Here we
Thomas,
go.
And he asked for the show to be called Cap and the Portly Jonathan Hood.
I know. I get it. I'm working on it every day because I'm taking my steps.
My guy.
I have gotten better, actually, for over a year. You would think you'd be going up.
What did I say to you as we went to the elevator one day?
It was like, that was 9 months ago.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Along with my fat partner, Jonathan Hood, this is David Kaplan. He's the Miggy Montero of the station. Don't tell him I said it, though. That's off the record. Take that.
You're in way better shape. Way better.
What was the question?
Yeah.
does Soldier Field offer the Bears a home field advantage?
He said yes.
So what about my take? You like my hot take? My mild take?
And that led me to the IDOT bullpen this morning.
And said that I was fat.
Did not ever.
No, and he called Jim Miller fat first.
Oh. I didn't call him fat. I said he's portly. He is.
But you don't have to do that. No one knows that.
Well, I'm trying to differentiate between the really good-looking, chiseled Jim Miller from Hawthorne and the former Bears quarterback. Miller, who's the only season ticket holder on this show, said it is an advantage, but only when the Bears are good.
That's fair, but I want you to answer the question. What about my thought? Because maybe I'd need to expand on it. Jerry World's so big that in certain sections, certain pockets, it's almost like...
Can't even see the field.
You can't hear the people because the sound goes up, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like a smaller stadium like Soldier Field where when we get really into it, man, it starts to roar at Soldier Field, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you get that at Jerry World. That's what I've heard. And the bigger stadium with a hole in it, the more the sound goes up and does not stay in the stadium.
Correct. Yeah, I think you are correct. It is a bigger advantage, but it'll be an even bigger advantage when they're in Arlington Heights.
So what about Danny's question?
It is a home field advantage. Yes, to see the skyline and all of that and the tradition, it'll be a better advantage when they own their own place in Arlington Heights. Sorry, Mayor Lightfoot. Get out of the way.
She's out of her league.
Yes.
She has no clue of how powerful the National Football League
Correct.
Is.
Correct. Well, you notice, what was it, 3 months ago, 4 months ago? Bears have a lease. Stop. They're not going anywhere. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Now, well, we're certainly willing to address their, like, she is completely flipped. Play the flipper sound effect for her.
Now, this is Mayor Daley. It's like, you gotta leave? Just wet my beak. City Chicago.
Right, correct. So,
like, we don't want to lose the Bears, but make sure you wet my beak. City
correct. Chicago, City you Chicago. Want me to let you out of the least? Wet my beak.
City Chicago.
That's it.
Danny.
Gentlemen, that's all the time we have.
No,
but I will say we're going to carry shot or no shot. A rare hold shot or no shot over to next segment because there are more questions we have to get to today. Okay?
Oh, very good.
You guys all right with that? Is that cool?
Wow.
Yeah. No question.
I just thought we were going to get shut down early here.
Yeah.
My God.
Well, we only got to two because Cap was busy, you know, insulting people.
Oh, my God. When did the truth become insulting people?
You mean when you talk about me?
No, Jim Miller.
Oh. Leave him alone.
Nice guy.
No, that's not right what you just said there.
Oh, my God. All right.
The portly Jim Miller.
I just wanted to differentiate for those that know the Hawthorne Jim Miller.
Brother, you could have just said former Bears quarterback Jim Miller, but no, you just had to fat shame him.
We'll get more shot or no shot next.
He's fat.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
It's 8:19. Pour yourself another cup of coffee or your first cup of coffee and chop it up with us. He's the great Jonathan Hood. I'm David Kaplan. Danny Zetterman, J.R. Strauss. Jeffrey Miller is at the controls. And we've got to go back to shot or no shot. And again, if you'd like to make a donation to our Walk as One Chicago walking, a little over 25 miles today. We start at United Center right after the show. Walk to every college and professional stadium in the Chicago area. Finish up at Northwestern about 9 hours later tonight. And hoping to raise as much money as we can. We're north of 140 grand already for the great people at Bernie's Book Bank. Go to walkasonechicago.org.
Danny!
Do you anticipate today's walk being more difficult for you this year than it was last year because you know what you're getting into?
No, because I've been getting my steps and I feel like I can do this.
Well, you did it last year, so you certainly can do it. But it's like when someone runs a marathon, right? The first time they don't really know what they're getting into. They just kind of go blindly through it.
Right.
Now you've had the experience, so like your mind can fall back on, boy, that 18th mile was a real bitch.
Well, by the time you got to like 20 miles, my knee was swollen. Yes. Mm. Walking on a torn ACL is not fun.
Right.
But I can get it done. We'll be all right. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
I got a call from Chicago State, and they would like to know whether or not they will be part of the mix next year.
We can put them in next year,
100%. 95th and King, can you get there?
Done.
Yeah, that'd be good.
100%.
But again, this is going to be different, but fun, though.
Yeah.
Because all of the, you'll be able to touch all the places that people love to have fun at.
We're hitting three schools. We're hitting United Center, Guaranteed Rate, Soldier Field, Wintrust Arena, the UIC Pavilion, the people at Wrigley, Loyola, Northwestern. I think there's three or four schools.
Credit Union One Arena.
There you go.
Give UIC their props.
That's correct.
They got naming rights.
They got naming rights. Correct. Credit Union One Arena.
How about that?
There you go. Take that.
Last year when you walked, you did it along the lake. This year you're actually going through the city and you're going to go through busy streets and areas. Mm-hmm. Are you going to treat it like you're a funeral procession and just go through red lights, or are you stopping?
We will definitely obey all traffic signals. And then we have the great Sam Frasco. He is the, if you're in a foxhole and you need someone to protect you, that's the dude you want.
Yeah. That's going
to
be cool.
He's walking with us. So looking forward to it.
All right, Danny, what do we have here?
All right, boys, back to the shot or no shot portion of shot or no shot. Devin Hester is now among three of his longtime Bears teammates as modern era nominees for the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2022. Joining the record-breaking return specialist are center Olin Krutz, linebacker Lance Briggs, and cornerback Charles Peanut Tillman. Gentlemen, I ask you, shot or no shot, Devin Hester will be the next Chicago Bear inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
That's a shot. And deservedly so. The idea that special teams is not important to the NFL, that's nonsense. Of course they're important. Of course they are. You played at a high level, a high skill level, you deserve to be at a Hall of Fame. No question. Devin is a Hall of Famer.
I agree with you. He'll be the next. And of those four guys, all four have Hall of Fame resumes. But there's a ton of great players in the NFL. I'm biased. Olin Krutz is a Hall of Famer. He was amazing. He's ranked, if you go on Pro Football Reference,
yes,
his similarity score, he's ranked as the 16th best center to ever play in the sport. That's pretty damn impressive.
How many of the 15 above him are in the Hall of Fame?
I'd have to look, but I think a significant number of them.
Now, let's get to your buddy there on the postgame show, Lance Briggs. Hall of Famer?
It's close. Seven-time Pro Bowler. Seven times in the Pro Bowl. That guy was a beast, man. Beast.
You know what, Cap? He had a similar career to the following. Here, listen to this, Jeff. Will Weatherspoon, DeQuell Jackson, DeMarcus Ware, Keith Brooking, Daryl Smith, Keith Bullock, Eric Barton, Carlos Dansby, Takeo Spikes, and Brady James. None of those are Hall of Famers.
DeMarcus Ware might be.
Well, we'll see, right? Yeah, sure.
Okay, but you're right. They aren't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, but you're right. He could be a Hall of Famer, yes. He's just not at this point. He's the Doug Buffon of that good defense. That's what Lance is.
Yeah, the
Urlacher got the shine, and rightfully so.
The problem for Lance is, too, as an outside linebacker in Lovie's cover two defense, he didn't have an opportunity to really rack up any sack stats. And if you're going to be an outside linebacker, the truth is that most outside linebackers that get to go into the Hall of Fame are more edge rushers. You know, like Khalil Mack is classified in a lot of places as an outside linebacker, but he plays more defensive end because he's an edge rusher, right? And so, unfortunately for Lance Briggs, I don't think he's going to have the stats when all is said and done where he gets the votes.
And this Peanut Tillman issue. Peanut Tillman's a Hall of Famer? You sure?
I mean, it's close, man. You see the number of turnovers that guy has forced? Big time. Big time.
God, I hate to say no to that. I mean, I'm looking at these names, and, like, his career is the same as, numbers-wise, Steve Foley, Rosie Taylor, Carl Lee.
Steve Foley's got a car dealership up in the suburbs.
Carl Lee, Dave Brown.
Doesn't Peanut get credit for creating the Peanut Punch? I mean, they literally call it that still in NFL games today.
Because he had a moniker, because they called it the Peanut Punch.
He was the best to ever do that, ever.
I don't disagree.
If you're saying Devin Hester's the best return man ever, Peanut's the best to ever do the Peanut Punch. So somewhere in this football museum should be the man that invented or perfected that.
I'll tell you what.
If it was basketball, he'd be in there today.
Absolutely. Here's the thing. Peanut, the punch, is what gives him a chance to get in. Without creating the Peanut Punch, he would have no chance.
Okay.
because he only made two Pro Bowls, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, he is ranked among defensive backs all time. Olin is 14th. I was wrong, not 60th.
Olin is a Hall of Famer, I don't think, no doubt.
Charles Tillman is 116th at his position.
You guys didn't.
You ain't getting there.
You guys didn't watch Hard Knocks, but of course I watched every minute of it. Mm-hmm. In a practice, they put a boxing glove on Trayvon Diggs' hand, and they ran drills where he tried to punch the ball out with the boxing glove, and they called it the peanut punch. I mean, that's the kind of impact he made.
That still doesn't get you in the Hall of Fame.
I'm just saying it adds to it. You know what I mean?
He's 116th at his position, and you asked who's in at center. So ahead of Olin, Dermoni Dawson's number one, and it ain't close. He's in. Jim Otto, in. Mike Webster, in. Dwight Stevenson, in. Kevin Mawai, in. Jim Langer, in. Mick Tinglehoff, in. Seven of them. Marquise Pouncey just retired. He'll go. Jeff Saturday, he's going to go. And you got a couple, three other guys ahead of him, one of whom is Jay Hilgenberg. He and Olin have almost identical numbers.
Olin and Hilgenberg should go in together.
That'd be cool as hell.
And that's overdue, too, from the 85 Bears.
Correct.
So I understand Danny's point. I understand your point because of how special a player that he was. And it, by the way, you'd think someone would have figured out the punching of the football long before Peter Tillman. I mean, the league's been around forever, but whatever, right?
But he did it.
I just look at these numbers and, like, and I think what Jeff said, the two-time Pro Bowl, don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting in.
Hall of the very good.
116th at his position all time. Lance Briggs, 28th all time at linebacker. Outside linebacker. 28th.
He's Buffon.
Probably right.
Buffon was right next to me, Butkus, right?
Hester,
yeah.
Krutz.
Yeah.
There you go. 28th, though, based on what, Pro Football Reference? Or I'm sorry.
Correct. The Hall of Fame monitor, they call it.
So is he 28th at outside linebacker? Or
at outside linebacker.
All right.
What do you think of that, Jeff?
I love Lance. It was so great. It was him and, you know, it was Batman and Robin with Urlacher and Briggs. I think he's going to come up short. The problem is, or not problem, the good thing about the NFL, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, is that it is an exclusive club.
That's right.
You know, like, we always joke about basketball, but I never care who goes into the Basketball Hall of Fame because so many people, it's watered down.
Hey.
Sorry. The Pro Football Hall of Fame, though. Like, it takes a lot to get in. And I think the problem is that there's a backlog of players. It's going to be hard for Peanut and Briggs to get in.
Danny.
Gentlemen, what day is today?
Today is Thursday.
And that means we got Thursday night football. Carolina Panthers at the Houston Texans. Deshaun Watson will not be active tonight in the Texans-Panthers game, despite an injury to Texans starting quarterback Tyrod Taylor. Watson has missed Houston's first two games. I ask you guys a simple question. Shot or no shot, Deshaun Watson does not take a single snap in an NFL game this season.
Shot. Shot. Tell Mike Thomas to give you the other 20 he owes you. Hi, here's 20. I guess I made a bad bet.
That's a no shot. How many settlements now? How many he's got? 28?
22 lawsuits against him.
It's a lot of buyouts, right? A lot of payments.
There will be.
Yeah, maybe he'll have to sit out of here.
You got the Houston police still investigating criminal charges? He ain't playing.
I was thinking maybe like late December, but then, no, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen.
They said he's not even going to have his deposition taken until February.
Okay, then no shot.
And yesterday, for the first time since training camp, he did not practice. He wasn't hurt or anything. He just didn't practice.
I like the old man Cully, the head coach for Houston, saying, before you ask, y'all, he's deactivated. Next question. There you go. That's how you do it, Cully.
That's it.
That's what, I mean, Nagy's got to take
lessons from Cully.
From old man Cully. Who's at his wit's end? He doesn't know what he's doing
before
up there.
Before you ask, Justin starting Sunday ain't talking about the position beyond that.
Yeah, because, you know, Cully nipped it in the bud quickly.
Perfect.
Like, I know you guys are going to ask about Deshaun. He's deactivated. We're going to have some other bum out there. Next question.
Correct.
Danny.
All right, gentlemen, last one. After jokingly, and I'm going to stress jokingly, telling Peyton and Eli Manning on their ESPN Monday Night Football megacast that he doesn't watch film Rob Gronkowski had to clear the air yesterday saying that, yes, he actually does watch film and his job isn't as cushy as he made it out to be on the TV program. Quote, I actually watch tons of film, an overload of film. I will probably blame our PR director. He asked me 8 times to go on the show. I told him it's not a good idea. They always get me in that type of silly atmosphere, and this is what is happening to me. Shot or no shot, gentlemen, Rob Gronkowski should have to clear the air for his comments on watching film on Monday Night Football.
That's a no shot. He should not have to clear the air. Who cares what he says? Why do people care what he says? He's a Hall of Fame player. He's, by all accounts, a great teammate. People I know who have interacted with, like Scott Paddock hired him at the track as the Grand Marshal in Joliet for the Speedway. He said, maybe the best celebrity I've ever dealt with. That dude was amazing. So he treats people right. He plays at a Hall of Fame. Why do people care what he says?
Well, I agree. That's a no shot. However, don't say that, you know, being in, with the Mannings put you in that spot. You're the one that said it. Take some responsibility. If you, hey, you say, I don't really go to practices or I really don't look at the film. I'm just kidding. That's what you say. You just don't lay it out there like a plate full of you know what, right? You just don't do that. Hey, if people don't know that you're joking around and that you're a goof, make sure that you put the caveat there like, hey, by the way, I actually do watch film. I'm just talking. I'm just messing with you guys.
I'm just having fun.
That's all. But don't. But in that statement, Danny, he's making it seem like that he's like was a victim. No, I mean you're a goof. You say things.
Correct.
You take responsibility for yourself. How about that?
Yeah, but that's why we like him because he says silly things. Like I think he's saying.
No, but Hoodie's right. Why does he have to throw the PR director under the bus?
Well, like, because he's pushed back and said he didn't want to do it.
Okay,
if he told the guy 8 times, he said 8 times.
Then say a 9th time, no, I'm not going to do it.
You
don't have to cave. And then, fine, you chose to do it. Just say, like Hoodie said, just say you're joking. And to Cap's point, he's a Hall of Fame player. You have nothing to apologize for. I don't care if he never watches film. If he's productive on the field, that's what they're paying him for. Brady loves him so much he pulled him out of retirement to come with him to Tampa.
Correct.
Nothing wrong with it. You have nothing to apologize for. But don't toss it on the PR director.
I guess the story though goes on that like Bruce Arians was a little bit pissed off that he said that. I don't know if he was joking or not, but Bruce Arians told the media that if Gronk keeps making comments like that, he's going to lose his veteran days. You know, he's going to have to practice more.
Probably. I think that's true. I don't think he was joking about that.
Again, who cares what he says?
Nagy says this.
The man that every time we meet in the IDOT bullpen quotes something that somebody says to us. Like, you are the guy that most anybody I know puts credence in what somebody says. We heard yesterday that Zach LaVine wants to be a bull for life because the guy that did the drywall in his house told you so. Like, no offense, Cappy, so but you got to pick a lane. Well. Like, you can't say who cares what he says and then be the first guy to put stock in something that somebody says.
But when I tell you guys that, it's just for your edification. That doesn't mean I believe it.
But you say it with such definitiveness when it happens. Well, I heard this guy said this, so it's true. The offensive line played great because somebody told me.
You believe it when Wanstead tells you.
Yeah.
Because he's speaking in an informed manner. Saying it.
Are you sure?
I'm not talking about...
I got fired at Pitt.
You remember the Wani ears?
If you don't remember the Wani ears, listen back to 3 o'clock on the Waddle and Sylvie podcast because they did a segment from 1994 where they broke down Wani's coaching career.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
When Wani tells you...
Last time the Bears won a road playoff game, who was the head coach?
Dave Wanstead.
Thank you. Yeah. Take that.
What does that say?
The last time...
We suck.
The last time the Bears almost made the Super Bowl, who was the quarterback? Mitch Trubisky. So what?
Take that.
Last time the Bears made the Super Bowl, who was the quarterback?
Rex Grossman.
Take that. Even better point, Jeff.
Take that.
Is this the start of the Justin Fields era in Chicago? Plus, is Devin Hester going to the Hall of Fame?
Take that.
312-332-3776.
Take that.
Be right back.
Hey, Craig.
The conversation.
Cap and Jay Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and Jay Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Eight. 8:39 in the great city of Chicago. Is this the start of the Justin Fields era? And is Devin Hester going to the Hall of Fame on the first ballot? Four Bears made the ballot yesterday, which is an accomplishment in and of itself. That would be Lance Briggs, Charles Peanut Tillman, Devin Hester, and Olin Krutz. 312-332-3776. Space in Plainfield. Space, good morning. How are you?
Cap, Hoodie, what's up, guys? I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Okay, Space, we're going good. Okay. What's your idea?
Okay. That's what's up, guys. Hey, so first, I'm Devin Hester is definitely getting in. He's getting in first ballot. Krutz is a monster, so he's going to get in also. So, yeah, absolutely. I believe Hester should get in. And then you asked, is this the beginning of Justin Fields' era? I believe it is. Definitely the start of something that Chicago fans has been waiting for a long time. Now, with that being said, if Matt Nagy shows that he can game plan for the kid, do y'all believe that Justin Fields wins Offensive Rookie of the Year?
Ooh.
I think he has a chance.
Because it's so early in the season, yes, I think he'd be in the team photo for that, yes.
No question about it.
Yeah. Why do you ask, Space?
Well, I mean, I believe that he has some intangibles that other people don't have. You know, Trevor Lawrence has skills. I don't think Jacksonville is as good as we are, Bears. So.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Exactly. So, you know, I think he's probably not going to get in a race. It's going to be a struggle for, you know, for some of the other quarterbacks in the same situation. I think Fields has the best chance of winning Offensive Rookie of the Year. And his ability, his thinking on the field is just second to none. He cut down those rookie mistakes. I think we got something real special here. So I believe he can win it.
Hey, man, have a great day. Go bet that ticket, okay?
Yes, sir, will do. You got to do the same.
You got it. In fact, Danny, can you please look up for me when you get a second on PointsBet or DK or your FanDuel, whatever it is, please look up the odds right now on Justin Fields to be Offensive Rookie of the Year, because I'm betting it. I'm putting my money up.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Don't do that.
Damn right.
Okay.
Damn right. I believe in this kid.
You know, people will look at Justin Fields and say, is this going to be the next Lamar Jackson? And I will say no. Hopefully he's better. If you watch that Baltimore game against Kansas City, Cap, he was doing things I've never seen on a football field. He's playing basketball in football cleats.
Correct.
That shuttle pass, that little pass where he's that jump pass that he made that went 30 yards. That's amazing athleticism.
Correct.
He is getting much better with his arm, utilizing his arm, but also the threat to run. He is the ultimate dual threat. He makes Randall Cunningham look like something from the 1940s.
You're exactly right.
Because they said, remember Cunningham came in like, oh, God, this guy, all he does is run with the football. Buddy Ryan didn't like it and all that. But what Lamar Jackson does is a totally different dynamic.
And he's become, great yet as a pocket passer.
Mm-hmm.
But you get him on the move and he has to make a throw, that dude's getting better.
Ooh.
He's got to get better in the pocket. Just keep developing.
Kansas City's defense was Swiss cheese. And so the reason why I make that parallel is like, Justin's very good with his feet. And I know that he's fast. I wonder how many running plays are in this book for him. How often will he do that against the Browns defense?
By the way, plus 600 on Justin Fields. 6-1.
Third best odds. So you got Mac Jones at plus 350 right now. Trevor Lawrence at plus 550.
No,
Justin Fields at plus 600.
It's either the top, which would be chalk, or the third choice in Fields.
Mac Jones is what? Plus what?
Plus 350.
Plus 350. And then what did you say, plus 400?
Trevor Lawrence plus 550. Justin Fields is plus 600.
I'm going Justin Fields, and I'm putting my money down today.
Just move Trevor Lawrence out of there.
Yeah, he's not winning it.
No.
I do not believe.
No.
So, doesn't mean he won't be a good player. He's on a bad team. Bad team. Let's go to Dean. Hey, Dean, what's going on, man?
What up, Cap? I'm looking at my DraftKings right now. I got Justin Fields plus 850 on August 19th.
Nice.
Wow. Early.
I got that going for me. Now, by the way, Space is always a quality call. Love that guy. Shout out to Space.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot of energy from Space, always.
What's on your mind?
Yo! Shout out to the great Dan Bettman of Glenview with his long hair flowing, phenomenal long hair. And Hoodie,
How did the Cubs do yesterday, huh?
How did the Cubs do yesterday? Yes. That's a good question. Yes.
Come to the ballpark. Spend some money.
All right. Wait. I just wanted to call to say I told the great Dan Zetterman a shout-out to the chosen one, Tyler Rocky.
Yes.
Need I remind you, you were talking shot or no shot. Not only is it a no shot that Rob Gronkowski looks at film. That's a no shot, fellas, right?
I believe he watches film. I do. You don't get to be a Hall of Fame player by just showing up.
All right. Need I remind you, Cap, you're talking about a guy who, during the pandemic, cheated and put on different costumes so he could tape his Zoom practices and send them in as if he were practicing.
That is true.
It is, but I think that was all part of him being a funny guy. Being a funny guy.
I love you guys. The rest of the show. Take that!
Take that, Dean. Appreciate you, man.
Rack him.
There you go.
A quality call there from Dino.
They hit all the lines. Is this the start of the Justin Fields era? Do you believe when Matt Nagy says, if healthy Andy is our starter? Because I don't believe what that dude says. I do not. No shot. Do you? Hoodie and I would love to discuss that with you next.
Take that.
Cap. Go. J-Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J-Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Big day here at ESPN 1000 because we have the walk today. The walk is one, Chicago.org walk.
How about that? We're going to walk from every stadium in Chicago, college or pro, starting at the United Center at 10:30. And we've raised north of $140,000, trying to go far past that. So looking forward to it. And a number of people in the sports community have stepped up in a big, big way.
Cap, you know, when I was growing up, and I've told you a lot about my background, growing up around Bob and Mayhood, how, you know, the paper would come in, it hit the porch, the Sun-Times. We were a Sun-Times family. The Tribune was only on the weekends. The Sun-Times would come in. And, of course, the Daily South Town every now and then on Sunday if they were available.
Defender?
What? We knew where to go for it. That was the neighborhood meetings. We knew where to get the Defender.
Exactly.
We knew where to
Free
find
copy,
it. Right. We knew how to find it.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, the you know, and it's kind of similar to your background as well, right? So your dad, I'm sure, said, hey, what's in the front of the paper? That's how my dad was. I'd go right to the back. Sox win, late game, late scores, box scores. What's in the front of the paper? I didn't see the front. So if someone on the train asks you what's the headline, you got to know what the headline is. Oh, okay. So that's when I started to really get into city politics because that was in the front of the paper all the time.
Yeah, our dad would make it, boys, there's more than just the sports section.
It is. Exactly.
Right.
It is. It's more than just a sports section. So the reason why I bring this up is because I've always been interested in city politics. Growing up, listening to VON, see what's going on with Harold Washington in that era, see what's going on with the city politics, you know, listen to the radio, read what's going on in the papers, right? And so when we saw this morning the story about Mayor Lightfoot and what's going on with Soldier Field, obviously that piqued my interest.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime that we get city politics, anytime we get what's going on in our city, I'm always interested in finding out what's going on. And the story is written by intrepid reporter Fran Spielman, along with someone else.
David Roeder. And she says...
Roeder. I don't even... Go ahead.
Wow.
I can't finish that joke. Go ahead.
No, you cannot.
No.
I want you here tomorrow.
So
it says, home field disadvantage. Plan to keep Bears in Chicago complicated by constraints of Soldier Field.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot is determined to improve Soldier Field to persuade the Bears to remain in Chicago, but her hands may be tied by the constraints of a lakefront seating bowl already towering over historic colonnades at a stadium that's also a war memorial. She wants to get it done that it is able to be used 365 days a year, 24/7, to bring in more money to the city.
Mm-hmm.
I get what she's saying. It's funny how 3 months ago, the Bears have a lease. Stop. Try beating the Green Bay Packers for a change. You have nowhere to go.
Just be relevant past October or whatever she said.
The Bears didn't engage. Yeah. Smart. They didn't say a word. Now it looks like they're close to getting the deal done to purchase Arlington. It's not signed. I'm hearing it's really close.
Oh, God.
Really close. if they do indeed buy that land, 125, 150 million, whatever the number is, and build a new stadium, look, the stadium, she'll be long out of office when that stadium opens in Arlington Heights, mm-hmm. but it will be on her watch that the Chicago Bears left. Her legacy will say, you lost a charter football team in the NFL.
I just want her to, and again, she's got a lot of plates to spin in this city. I totally understand that. It's a tough job, whoever's in that chair.
Who wants that job?
But people like power. You know who wants that job. People that love power, that say, you know what, when I walk in the room, the mood changes. They like that. Being up in high places, even in restaurants that you've never frequent, way up high in the sky, overlooking the city. You know how that works, right? That's why they're in the job. But I guess my point for her is that she has to understand how powerful the NFL is. The NFL looks at this major market of Chicago and says, 61,000. You can do much better than that,
mm-hmm.
right? I want a Super Bowl in Chicago. How do we get that done? Well, it's an open-air stadium. You can't do that. Well,
maybe Rahm wanted to get it.
Yes.
Rahm Emanuel said, I want the Super Bowl here. That was 3 days of programming for us.
Yes, I do recall that. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? He's right, because he's looking at the forest for the trees. It's more than just, you know, having a Super Bowl. It's WrestleMania. It's concerts. It's all these places where it's indoors and you can add a casino element to it and be able to have even more money. It's a cash cow if you put a lid on it on your stadium. Pretty simple, right?
Hold on, Jeff. To your point, though, it's the casino. It is the gambling. And people can put it on Mayor Lightfoot and say, you know, that's going to be she lost the Bears. The truth is, this is out of her hands. There's nothing they can do at Soldier Field. It's landlocked. You can't go and build a casino next to Soldier Field,
right?
Realistically, and then have parking as well, right?
Right.
So the truth is that in Arlington Heights, there's going to be so much land there for the Bears to do whatever the hell they want. And the partnership with a casino and all the gambling money that's going to be pouring in years from now, because now that it's legal, there's nothing you can do in Chicago to compete with what Arlington Heights is going to offer the Bears.
That's exactly correct. You could have Armchair Nutritionist Stadium out in Arlington Heights.
Sure. Can you say that again, please?
Armchair Nutritionist Stadium.
And it's a little clumsy, but we'll try to work on the title.
Correct. Zetterman Field.
Zetterman Field. I like that too.
And it rolls right off the tongue.
Right off the tongue.
Yeah, sure. But I just, Jeff,
Sunday at the Zed.
Well, that's better. Zed. I like that. But I think that Jeff is right. Whoever's in that chair, you can't stop the Bears from leaving.
Well, because
they'll pay the fine, whatever it is. They'll pay the money
correct.
To get out of there.
Well, it's going to cost you $50 million in fine. Okay, here you go.
There you go. Bye.
Bye. They spent $5 billion to build SoFi Stadium in L.A. $5 billion. It won't cost half of that to do it here because the land isn't expensive. Can Matt Nagy build a game plan to make Justin Fields shine Sunday in Cleveland? Do you have faith that this coach can get our new shiny toy out on the edge? We'll be back with that. 312-332-3776 in 2 minutes, and watch us on Twitch. And follow us at ESPN 1000 Chicago, sponsored by Pinehurst Resort. Be right back.